Okay, we can start.
Yeah.
Welcome you to Novi Sad for the third time, I think.
Thank you for having us.
Third time, thanks for having us.
Well, I'm lucky.
Yep.
Okay, this year's anniversary, 40 years of...
40 years next year, actually. Yeah, we filmed in 1979.
1979. Yeah. Any preparations for the birthday?
We've got a world tour next year. Yeah. We'll be kicking it off in Australia, New Zealand and Singapore.
South America in April, May, you know, and hopefully back to Japan, America maybe, when speaking to people. So next year we're really going to go out and try and play as many continents as we can,
The latest album came in 2012, I think. Any chances for a new recording next year?
We may be doing a new EP, a four-track EP. Yeah. Which we will put out to coincide with the gigs starting in February next year. So I would say, we will be recording.
We will be recording, but I think it's very... A lot of the bands who have been about 40 years, no disrespect, they can fall into the trap of making 12-song albums, and you're never going to capture as you was when you were 16, 17, in your youth, in your first three albums. So sometimes I think three or four songs is the best way to go. Although I love the last album, It's Them Babylon, that's 6 years ago. And I think you've got to keep fresh by a little is more, you know what I mean? I think
and also, with the Rejects obviously got a rich back catalogue. I mean, we've dipped our toes into metal, blues, you know, bluegrass, punk, everything. So we've got all those influences we can mix together and make it a little bit different.
Football, of course.
Well, Goodbye Upton Park 2 years ago, that was another football song.
Yeah.
One that meant a lot. And maybe there can be a football song. It's got to be relevant and something that you need to sing about in football nowadays, because football has changed. It's just a business now for corporate pigs, you know what I mean, who run the clubs. Yeah. And unfortunately, it's changed football so much. I mean, the terraces and all that are a thing of the past. So if you're going to write a football song, make sure it means something.
I think personally, the last one we wrote, Goodbye Upton Park, about our home, Upton Park, the home of West Ham United going, was probably the most poignant football song I think ever. Without playing our own trumpet.
So to follow that, sometimes if you do something good and you're happy with it,
leave it
at that and then move on. Yeah. You know, because you might end up, you know, if you do something that's good, we don't always do things that are good, but if you do something that's really good, then to top that is really hard. And if you can't top it, leave it alone.
That's why the Rejects never repeated themselves. We did two punk albums, and then we did a departure with an album called Power and the Glory. Then we went for our metal phase, The Wild Ones and Lethal. And you can't keep cheating the fans. You can't keep giving them the same old thing, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like a lot of bands do. You got to give them, show every facet that you've got, every side that you've got.
I got one question for you. Let's go back in 1979.
It wasn't me.
You played at the beginning, right?
Yeah.
So you rejoined the band again.
Yeah, they family.
Okay, and when did it happen, and why?
3 years ago, wasn't it?
It was 3 years ago.
I was hiding from them. I hid from them for about 20 years. I made no family. That was it. I'm back. Deafening people.
We found him by the side of the road.
Yeah.
An oboe.
And he'll never escape again.
Yeah.
And for you, for a younger generation, there is a solid scene of new punk and oi bands worldwide, and you're a young member of the band, so how is the music scene, that kind of genre, from your perspective nowadays?
I think I get quite a unique point of view. I've got a lot of friends that are travelling the world in bands, and that, you know, they're in bands that are what you would class as relevant now. The thing I've noticed since being with these boys is these have got a legacy that it just doesn't die, and I think that generation of bands, the ability of bands that, you know, they have the ability to write an album and it be there for 20, 30 years, that's gone, you know. Like, you look at some of the biggest bands in the world that are writing so-called relevant punk music and stuff now, they're great, but do you honestly think they're going to be there in 30 years, 40 years time? They're not, and these boys have. They're icons, you know.
Novi Sad is, I think, your town, because you got a lot of fans here, and everything's in the connection with the oi music, punk rock, football, purity. So you love to play here?
Look, we love to play. It's great. You've got a great mix of so much. You've got hardcore bands, heavy rock bands, you've got dance bands, reggae bands, whatever going on. And it's great to be a part of such a mixture of stuff. And then you go up and do your thing, and that is always the challenge. You know, sometimes when you think, well, you've got other bands who are playing stuff different. But we love it in Novi Sad. We've been here twice before, and it was fantastic. And it's great to be back here. It really is. And when we're on that stage, we will give 110%.
I mean, the first time we came to Serbia, it was like right at the start of all things. What was the first year we was here? It was quite
no,
a long
it's,
time.
Yeah, at first time. We came in 2006,
and it was just as things were starting here again, and the kids were starting to go to gigs, and all the shackles of repression have been cast off, and we've seen it grow from then into what it is now. Yeah. I mean, look at it; it's fantastic. It's alive. It's breathing.
Love
it's
it.
Great.
Yeah. Yeah. It's brilliant. You know what I mean?
I wish you all the best.
Thank you ever so much.
Tonight in your life. And for
thank
the best
you. And
camp.
To you, too. Okay. Yeah, thank you ever so much. And thanks for taking the time to interview us.
Yeah, thanks to all your listeners. Yeah. Thank you.
All your listeners. Bro, all your
this is the left hand, so sorry. It's from the heart, you know. So
no, yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks.
See you all the best.
Thank you ever so much.
Ciao. Hola.
Thank you ever so much. Have a great week.
Thank you.
Thanks,
darling.
Thank you.
Very nice.
Brilliant.
Ciao. Hello.
Cox is good too. What's that name? I've got it.